Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Mosier from Angus Genetics. We're talking genomics in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-3100.
Register now for the 24th annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January the 28th and 29th in Wichita, Kansas. This year featured speakers include Dr. Daphne Miller, Jason Mock, Steve Groff, and Lauren Steinlegie. Pre-conference events include Fundamentals of Soil Health Workshops and Advanced Symposium with John Kemp and Michael Phillips. Early registration discounts are now open. Scholarships are available for women and people of color. Visit www.notill.org for all of the details.
We're at the 2019 American Angus Association Convention in Reno. We're talking now with the president of Angus Genetics, Dr. Dan Mosier. Dan, a lot of exciting things going on in this whole arena of genomics. It seems like we're just moving faster and faster all the time.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. That we're seeing, you know, as the technology becomes more powerful and also more affordable, that we're seeing more and more utilization in genomics as one of the key ingredients in expected progeny differences or EPDs, and also the dollar values that we provide to help with selection tools. So absolutely, that it is really becoming for a lot of our members sort of a standard operating procedure, genomic testing along with data collection and all the other things they do.
Now, some of those things that are helping producers, whether it's your seed stock operators or their customers, are some of these dollar value signs, the ones that you are actually putting together. You've released a couple. Mm-hmm. I know more are coming.
Yeah, we've just updated the Angus dollar values. We've actually had these basically EPDs for profit. They combine traits together to help producers, whether it's seed stock breeders or mostly commercial producers, make selections about which bulls might fit their breeding program. Those have been around since 2004, but we just recently updated them this year. So we've got some new numbers in addition to, you know, dollar B is the terminal sire index that's been around that the industry knows very well. We have a new maternal number, I think, that does a better job describing cow efficiency. We call dollar M or dollar maternal. And then we also are working on a combined index that puts those two together and weights them so that producers that not only have a cow herd but also feed their cattle, you know, can find the bulls that do all things the best.
And Dan, I know on the horizon, your team and others are working on ways to try to identify immunity traits within our beef cattle.
Yeah, that there are some things that are more difficult to measure, but that's really one of the promises of the genomics is that we can measure enough cattle with these new innovative things, have the genomic predictions on them, and then spread that to the whole population. So we've got a project now looking at inherent immune response. We can't just depend on measuring, you know, counting which cattle get sick and practicing selection on that. We need to be able to measure immune response in healthy cattle, and that's exactly what this project's doing. So we're working with both in the U.S. and Canada and in Australia with a really great collaboration to be able to look at these cattle, measure them for their immune response, look at might there be some genomic sequences that are predictive there, so that ultimately I think we can breed healthier cattle just like we've been able to breed easier calving cattle or faster growing cattle or higher grading cattle.
Sounds like that is pretty important because that may allow you to have more cattle qualify for some of these various programs that are looking for cattle that have never been treated for illness.
Yeah, absolutely. In a natural program, then inherent immunity is going to be even more important. Mm-hmm. And so the idea of identifying the genetics that work best in those particular kind of programs, I think would be a real advantage for Angus and for the beef industry overall.
You know, feet and legs have also been talked about a great deal.
Yeah, we're seeing more interest in characterizing differences in feet and as just one component of longevity, both for bulls and cows. And so we've developed a scoring system at the Angus Association and now have EPDs for both foot angle and claw set. And so those EPDs are available on a lot of Angus cattle based on genomics, but also the data that our members are collecting and submitting to the association. And so as folks are thinking about either AI sires potentially, or if they're looking at bulls, the sort of the inherent genetics for foot quality, that's a key component of longevity, just one more thing that we can practice some selection on and make improvement.
What's out there ahead? In other words, what's kind of that vision that you're kind of looking down the road on?
Well, I think that as we learn more about, you know, the sort of the underlying genetics of cattle, there's more opportunity to really tailor for specific environments. You know, some of your listeners would be very interested in a trait like hair shedding, for example. And that's something that we're working on, and we hope within a year to have a research EPD for differences in hair shedding, because we know there are some Angus cattle that do a great job of slicking off their hair coat in the summer and some that don't. And so if we can identify the genetics that do that better for folks that are in all parts of your country, I think that could be a really beneficial thing to put some selection pressure on.
Dan Mosier joining us today from Angus Genetics. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know firsthand the power of working together to resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-charge mediation service available to Oklahomans in need of assistance resolving all types of agricultural and environmentally related issues that arise between producers, their lenders, and other individuals or entities, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP today to answer any questions you have about mediation and how it can work for you. Toll free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 1-800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.